Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers, possible thunderstorms early, then clearing skies. We'll see highs in the upper 30s with wind gusts at 25. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer, mid-50s. Winds will be from the southwest. Tomorrow night, clear skies around 30. And Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. One of Kansas' own has been tapped to serve on President-elect Joe Biden's COVID-19 advisory board, Dr. Rick Bright, hailing from Hutchinson.
Today, I've named a COVID-19 transition advisory board comprised of distinguished public health experts to help our transition team translate the Biden-Harris COVID-19 plan into action.
Cake TV without audio of President-elect Joe Biden, Bright had led the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, which has been central to the response to the coronavirus outbreak since 2018, until April of this year, when he was ousted for questioning hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug touted by President Trump. Kansas COVID update, the state logged 5,920 new cases in the period of Saturday and Sunday, along with 15 new deaths and 71 additional hospitalizations in the two-day period. Rick Everett, KQAM News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new GL464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
Police in Lawrence say a 29-year-old woman died after she was trapped under her car while it was being towed. Police spokesman Patrick Compton said the vehicle was being placed on the tow truck at the woman's home yesterday morning when it began to roll. Compton said the car was in neutral and it's unclear why it rolled. The woman was behind it and became trapped underneath. She was pulled from underneath the car, but life-saving measures failed and she was pronounced deceased at the scene. Compton said the death appeared to be a tragic accident. Authorities are continuing to investigate the shooting death of a 13-year-old girl while she was at a friend's house in southwest Kansas. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says the Clark County Sheriff's Office was called to a home in Ashland on Friday afternoon. Responding officers found the teenager suffering from a gunshot wound. She was pronounced dead at a hospital a short time later. The KBI says the girl was at a friend's house with four other juveniles when the shooting occurred. No other information is yet being released. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has announced new restrictions requiring masks in some circumstances to slow the spread of the coronavirus, but he's still rejecting the idea of a statewide mask mandate. Ricketts said yesterday masks will be required at businesses where employees have close contact with customers for more than 15 minutes, such as salons and massage parlors. At bars, masks will be required when people aren't drinking or eating. The state set another record on Sunday when 794 patients were hospitalized with COVID-19, a more than doubling of the virus-related hospitalizations in 3 weeks. And in a related story, more cases of coronavirus being reported among Nebraska prison system staffers. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said in a news release Sunday night that five staff members tested positive, one each at five correctional institutions across the state. Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID counts continue to rise, with local officials raising alarm. Marshall County stands at 127 active cases, now with 260 to date, with 5 hospitalizations as of Monday, up over 30 since Friday. The latest update from Washington County was Saturday, with 56 active and 4 hospitalized. In Clay County, with 117 cases, 17 are hospitalized, 8 reported dead. Cloud County added 47 new cases over the weekend. Local hospitals are reaching COVID capacity, and some patients are reportedly being sent to regional facilities. Beatrice Community Hospital reports that all 8 beds are full. Marysville Junior Senior High will go to remote learning as of today, although the elementary school will remain open for classes. Vermilion USD 380 has now identified 4 positive cases, including 3 Centralia students and a staff member that serves Centralia and Frankfort. The Centralia girls junior high basketball team is under quarantine. A Marysville man died in a single vehicle accident in Pottawatomie County Saturday evening. Richard L. Rick Forrest, age 60, was northbound on Spring Creek Road in the 22400 block when his semi-truck left the road and struck a tree. He was transported to Onega Hospital, where he died. Again, the fatality Saturday evening shortly before 6:30 was Richard Rick Forrest of Marysville. A mask mandate considered by the Marysville City Council Monday drew passionate input from council members and a lengthy discussion that resulted in development of a health and safety committee to be comprised of the mayor, city administrator, city health officer, county health nurse, police chief, and sheriff. They will be tasked with developing a draft resolution for consideration at a future meeting. Prompted by the recent rise in positive COVID-19 cases, Mayor Jason Barnes initiated the discussion, presenting several other community mandates that have been enacted. He noted the significant widespread increase statewide, pointing out that we're out here on our own in providing adequate hospital capacity. It was noted that any council action would be subject to publication and full adoption could be weeks away. Police Chief Todd Ackerman commented on enforceability and discussion briefly touched on fine levels. Several residents were in attendance in response to a letter recently mailed to property owners who use a single-service grinder pump. A proposal to hand over future maintenance responsibilities after replacement of the current pump, should it be required, drew opposition from Sharon and R.J. Vogelsberg, who consented to city annexation of their home along 11th Road nearly 20 years ago, pointing out the limited maintenance that has been done and an agreement that the city would provide services, including water, sewer, streets, and etc. They pointed out that the agreement was an effort to help adjacent neighbors and that the city benefited from increased tax proceeds, while such concerns as adequate street repair remain an issue. David Bruna, who operates a camper facility, also expressed concern as a business owner. Council member Terry Hughes spoke in favor of grandfather and current property owners in. A motion to reject the proposal by Keith Beichman died for lack of a second, and a motion to table the matter was approved. Parks and Rec Committee had returned a revised agreement with Greg and Jenna Meyer to operate the city recreation program. That was rejected after some discussion on a 2-3 vote. In response, they indicated that as a result, they were no longer interested in pursuing the opportunity. City Administrator Austin St. John presented options for annual pay increases with a suggestion of $1.25 per hour for all employees, except police at $1 per hour, since they received a larger increase overall last year. His goal would be to get all city employees to a minimum of $15 per hour. In response to Councilmember Diane Schroller's comment, the raise might be a little high considering other small businesses, St. John said that businesses should be encouraged to raise hourly employees to $15, which he said is a benchmark being adopted by Walmart. Parker Price went further, speaking in favor of $1.50 per hour in an effort to show appreciation and attract quality employees. No decision was made, and the matter will be carried forward to a future meeting. The general fund for the city remains just over $1 million, revenues mostly stable. The sales tax fund saw an increase of about $50,000, and the fund is just over $300,000 higher than a year previous. Marysville City Hall will be closed to the public effective Tuesday, with staff addressing the public needs by phone and email. In committee report status of 11th and 12th roads east of Marysville were brought up, with Parker Price asking about consideration of weight limits for truck traffic. Keith Beichman highlighted the ongoing requests from residents for improvements, the mayor noting that plans were being considered after a meeting a year ago and engineering is not yet complete. He also noted funding challenges. The city recreation program was brought up again in light of council action earlier in the meeting. Options of contracting out or bringing management of the programs in-house for the city were discussed, with no decisions made. Marysville Public Library reports that they are closed to the public as of Tuesday. Curbside service and drop-off is available. Eileen Altman, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Private graveside service will be held at the Marysville City Cemetery, with visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Eileen Altman. Emma Lou Nelson, 98, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Wednesday, November 11th, 11 a.m., at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Interment in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Emma Lou Nelson. Jimmy J. Cordry, age 77, of Clifton, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the IOOF Cemetery north of Clifton. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Cordry. Rodney Meyer, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Private graveside service Thursday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church northeast of Hanover. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Rodney Meyer. Richard L. Forst, age 60, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Private service is planned Saturday at the Victory Baptist Church. Burial in St. Wenceslas Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Richard Forst.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, breadsticks, green beans, apple rings, and cake. They are closed Wednesday for Veterans Day. KNDY News Time is 7:18.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, busy weather across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. Ahead of this cold front, we're seeing showers and thunderstorms from Kansas into Iowa, into the northeastern parts of the United States. Behind the cold front with this upper level trough, we're seeing some mixed precipitation as well as snow showers across the central parts of the United States. It looks like we'll continue to see scattered snow showers, wintry weather across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head through the day and into tonight before that system will move off towards the east. High pressure system will move into the area. So across the area, scattered rain showers early, then clearing skies, upper 30s. We'll see wind gusts at 25. Tonight, clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs around 53. Tomorrow night, clear, lower 30s, and Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high mid-November, 59. Record high on this date, 81. The average low, 33. Record low is 10 degrees. Sunset this evening, 5:17. Sunrise in the morning at 7:06. Welcome round of precipitation overnight. An early report to around 3/4 inch. Cloudy, overcast, cooler this morning in Marysville. It's 34 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 10th of November. ENDY News Time is 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A down-to-the-wire finish caps off week 9 and an alarming COVID-19 outbreak in the SEC. Hi, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports. In a battle between two AFC East foes, the Patriots spoiled the Jets' latest attempt at clinching their first win on Monday Night Football.
From the right hash, with Jake's right knee down, extends the right hand. Folk in the staggered stance waits. The snap delivers. The placement. Swing of the right leg. Kick is driven to the uprights. Right down the middle. It's good.
The call on WBZ, Nick Folk's 51-yard field goal as time expired, capped a 10-point fourth-quarter comeback by the Patriots as they edged the Jets 30-27 to snap a 4-game losing skid. The Jets fall to 0-9, marking their worst start to a season in franchise history. The NBA and its players' union have reached an agreement on an amended collective bargaining agreement. Under the new CBA, the salary cap and luxury tax figures will remain unchanged from last season. Both sides also agreed to a 72-game regular season beginning December 22nd. The Southeastern Conference is dealing with multiple COVID-19 outbreaks among some of its member schools, which could impact this weekend's schedule. One game featuring Mississippi State and number 24 Auburn has already been postponed after the Bulldogs announced they would not be able to meet the minimum number of scholarship players required for the game, based on positive tests, contact tracing, and other non-related COVID injuries. Mississippi State head coach Mike Leach on whether any future games could be impacted by the virus.
I hope it doesn't. Hoped it wouldn't. In our case, it seems that we've had guys trickle in and trickle off on it. You know, it hasn't been just one big massive amount.
Meantime, number one Alabama's matchup against rival LSU could be in jeopardy after the Tigers received multiple positive tests impacting key starters on offense, defense, and special teams. Derek Dennis,
ABC. For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, election is over and the lame duck Congress is getting to work. Agriculture's attention turns to the potential for more COVID-19 relief. The Senate back this week, the House returns next week, but there is optimism that both chambers can reach an agreement and pass more coronavirus aid. Last week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell indicated the Senate would get to work on creating another coronavirus package. Now, what that package could include, and if agriculture relief is part of the plan, remains the big question. But the biggest priority for lawmakers is funding the federal government, as the current funding legislation ends December 11th. McConnell has said that he and House Speaker Pelosi have agreed to work on a budget bill that will provide funding for the federal government through September 30th of next year. That's the end of the current fiscal year. Without action, though, by December 11th, the federal government would face a partial shutdown. The Biden-Harris administration will focus on climate change. In the upcoming administration's transition website, buildbackbetter.com, climate change listed as one of four priorities. The website said they have the opportunity to build a more resilient, sustainable economy, one that will put the U.S. on an irreversible path to achieve net zero emissions economy-wide by no later than 2050. Now, specifics to agriculture, the administration plans to create jobs in climate-smart agriculture, resilience, and conservation. President-elect Biden's climate plan also calls for the U.S. to re-enter the Paris Climate Agreement, which seeks to limit global warming to no more than a couple of degrees Celsius. The plan also includes rebuilding infrastructure like broadband, electric vehicles, zero-emission transit, and a move to clean, American-made electricity. And the plan calls for upgrading buildings and homes to be more energy efficient and ensuring that environmental justice is a key consideration for for the future. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Farm groups are calling for bipartisanship after a bitterly fought election that's still being contested. The National Milk Producers Federation says the White House was won by razor-thin victories in a handful of states, while the House and Senate will be more narrowly divided. Ever more reason for bipartisanship in the next 2 years. At the American Farm Bureau Federation, Executive Vice President Dale Moore says getting legislation done in the next Congress and administration will be a challenge.
In order to get something out of the House, you need 218 votes. And the House is controlled by a Democrat majority. In order to get something out of the Senate, you need 60 votes, essentially, on virtually everything. And Leader McConnell does not have 60 Republican members. He's got a number right now, 52, 53 members. So anything that gets done is going to require some level of compromising in order to find that middle ground that both sides are willing to accept.
However, that is, of course, mainly the challenge is getting those two to accept. And if not on everything, then the big things like COVID and the economy, though even that may now be harder with Republicans divided on accepting Biden as president-elect. The Democrats losing seats in the House are not likely retaking the Senate. Still, AFB's Moore is not deterred.
We work through different things when, you know, the Obama administration, some things we work with them, some things we had to wrestle with them. You know, I worked for the Bush administration. I had, you know, members of Farm Bureau that told me there were things that they worked closely with the Bush administration on, and there were things that they wrestled with us on.
Moore expressed confidence after the election. Lame duck lawmakers would keep the government funded after December 11th when temporary funding runs out and approve more virus relief for producers, though he was less sure on how much might be included for agriculture. Negotiations were to restart this week with lawmakers back to finish out this Congress. Mid-America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. We're talking again today, one last time for the season, with Jim Fazell, our gardening guru. He's got some things you need to take care of after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
This week, it is the final visit of the season for Jim Fazell, our gardening guru. And in past years for this final visit, Jim has talked about the need to take care of your tools, to put them away properly, and also to do your journal. Jim?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But actually, first, we're going to talk about getting the garden finished up, because before you put your lawnmower away or winterize your snowblower, you got to get all your chores done. And it's hard to believe this season scooted along so fast. We've had a hard freeze, so it's time to begin finishing up. In fact, that hard freeze killed off a lot of stuff, so we have no excuse for not getting out and doing something. Now, out in the garden, you want to finish pulling the spent annuals and vegetables, especially the things that were killed off by the frost. Actually, before you pull your tomato plants, one of the things we always do, and we did that this week, pull the tomato plants out, but we harvested all of the blemish-free, ripe green tomatoes to be ripening indoors. And actually, we ripen those on this plant stand that we have in the basement that I start the seedlings with in the morning. You don't have to turn the lights on that, but that's a good place to put the tomatoes. You can sort them out, the ripest ones at one end, and watch them ripen and use them as you can. It might take 2 or 3 weeks for some of them to ripen, but if it's not too hot or not too wet, and these things are not blemished, they're going to ripen up very nicely for you. Keep the broccoli, the cabbage, cauliflower, and so forth in the garden. That will not have frozen, and it doesn't really takes quite a bit of frost or quite a hard freeze to kill those off. So they're going to stand the frost, and they're going to get sweeter and sweeter. And we've actually cut broccoli up till almost Christmas on a mild, when we've had a mild late extending fall. Mulch in the root crops or dig and heel them in boxes of sand. This would be carrots and parsnips. They, too, get sweeter with the cold. Cut back your perennials. I noticed our goldfinches are gone, so we did, in fact, cut back most of the echinacea on which they feed at this time of the year. By the way, you know, we're still waiting for the sandhill cranes to go by. Maybe they know something we don't. Maybe fall is going to be extended. Anyway, with your perennials, did you label them? Before you cut them back, be sure you get your labels out there so you know next spring, if you decide to move something, where it is. Add the tops to your compost pile. Plant the last of your spring flowering bulbs. You don't want to leave them unplanted over the winter. Now, they'll grow if you plant them next year, but they're not going to flower.
And we'll have more tips from Jim tomorrow. Back after this.
The Iris Creek Wind Project will bring job opportunities to Marshall County. Bruce Graham, retired chair of the Renewable Energy Program at Cloud Community College, discusses job opportunities for Kansas.
The wind companies provide a lot of different opportunities for our students to be employed. Wind energy supports about 100,000 jobs in the United States, and these are very well-paid jobs. It's one of the fastest-growing jobs in America. The jobs are well-paid, and they pay good benefits also. The Irish Creek Wind Farm is scheduled to provide about 15 full-time, good-paying jobs for wind technicians and lead technicians. And we'd like to keep as many Kansas kids employed in Kansas as we can. One of the things that wind farms will find is that if they hire local people, they tend to stick with them and stay there for a long time rather than hiring people from long ways off and then they want to get back to home. So highly successful to hire locally.
To learn more, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY. Quite a contrast temperature-wise, 34 degrees this morning in Marysville. That wind did shift to the north yesterday afternoon, prompting a few thunderstorms, well, showers at least overnight. Didn't hear the rumble of thunder with it. Half to three-quarter inches, what we're hearing from the early reports.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Monday Night Football last night, Nick Folk kicked a 51-yard field goal as time expired, and Cam Newton and the New England Patriots rallied to beat the winless New York Jets 30-27 to end a four-game losing streak. Newton had two touchdown runs, and the second tied it at 27 with a minute 57 remaining, erasing a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit. After the Jets went three and out, the Patriots got the ball back with 47 seconds left and went to work to put Folk in position for the winning field goal. The Jets dropped to 0-9 for the first time in franchise history, an agonizing loss. The Chiefs, exactly where they anticipated being at the midway point of the season. First in the AFC West, their offense humming, their defense playing well. The only blip through eight games came against the Las Vegas Raiders when they played their worst game of the season and had their 13-game winning streak snapped. Mid-America Network Sports.
Stop looking for the perfect match and start working on your relationship skills. It's a closer look at some new relationship findings on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that's served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 10th, the 315th day of the year. Country singer Miranda Lambert has a birthday, and Sesame Street made its public television debut on this day in 1969. in what's being called a landmark study in relationship science. The National Academy of Sciences recently reported that when looking for a partner, we're placing too much importance on personality matching. They estimate that personality is about 5% of the recipe for a successful relationship. Most important, they say, are relationship characteristics. In plain English, that means trust, honesty, kindness, forgiveness, and such will trump most personality differences. Once again, science confirms our grandparents' common sense wisdom. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram appreciates the brave men and women of our country's armed forces and wants to take this time to say thank you to all veterans for their valiant service to America. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values. Edgewood Hotel and Suites supports all veterans who have sacrificed so much for our safety and freedom. The community salutes these men and women for their selflessness, dedication, and bravery. From Edgewood Hotel and Suites in Fairbury, hot and cold buffet for breakfast, indoor pool, and fitness center. This Veterans Day, Blue Valley Door Company salutes the men and women who have sacrificed so much for our nation. Thank you for your loyalty to America. Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. Service and install all types of doors and openers. Seamless guttering as well for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers.
KNDY.
Lay here and be lazy, baby, drive me crazy. All I wanna do, ooh, 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 ooh.